Now, if you want a particular item, yeah.
Have you ever heard them called gym clips?
Thank you. Yeah, gym clip. Gym clips. Now, that's the name that you have to refer to whenever you go and, you know, make your purchase order. Uh-huh. In purchasing, you have to ask for gym clips. Uh-huh. Because you're just going, I want to have some clips. What kind of clips you want?
Hair clips.
The 50 million clips, you know, hair clips, pin clips, all kinds of clips. What's the matter, babe?
No, I'm just standing here listening to you.
Okay.
Pardon me?
But I'm standing and listening to
her. Oh, okay. Okay, then what would you call the place where you keep your spare tire? Little tuppy, your...
The trunk.
Okay.
Boy, that was smart.
Yeah, this is what college does.
Yeah, boy,
yeah,
it pleases you.
Boy, that was smart.
Okay, what kind of car did you say you had?
A 67 Malibu 4-speed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is that, where's the stick on that?
The stick is in, it's on the floor between the bucket seats.
Mm-hmm. Is there any particular name for that?
You mean for the location of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, on the floor.
these are great questions here. Okay, if you were, are there different kinds of sticks? Like different locations for the stick?
Well, they have it up there by the steering wheel, the,
okay.
Hey, baby doll, not so loud. Take it in the room here because this microphone is very sensitive. It pick up everything. Okay? There's only two places where I've seen them, on the floor and by the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the old-timey ones.
Yeah.
But the more modern ones that they have is on the floor between the bucket seats.
Okay.
I'm holding
you.
Why
are
you not
dying? You were driven through someplace like parking lots and they got this big... humps in the road.
Oh, how long?
Supposed to slow you down.
Yeah.
You were broken your head.
No, because I look for those things and going into a parking area.
Yeah.
I really do.
Really paranoid. Okay, what would you call them?
To me, I refer to them as speed blockers or speed stoppers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to make you, or either to cut your speed down if you're speeding. Or to jerk some sense into you to let you know that you are speeding. You know, one or the other.
I used to have a Jeep one time and hit one of those things.
Oh, yeah.
The roof.
It will. If you're not, you know, aware of them. But normally, and basically, they have them now in practically all new apartments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially
yes.
Apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what kinds of cars, trucks, and aircraft are used by the, say, the fire department and police department?
Well, they use the station wagon, and then the rescue car. They also use the station wagon, you know, to equip all of their equipment.
Yeah, that's right. And
then there's, then your fire trucks, fire engines. Then they utilize the boats whenever, you know, they have to go out and catch people trying to slip in, dope, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they have helicopters.
Okay.
And even airplanes.
That's right. What did you tell me about? Somebody was. They were coming home one night. There was this other lady that I was talking to. Saying she was coming home one night from a date or something. She had gotten out of her car and she was walking to her door.
That same helicopter.
Yeah.
Right there, that same one. The light is so powerful.
Yeah.
That it can shine directly into your own house, even your bedroom.
Right.
I didn't follow you. Really, I give you a good example. My sister-in-law and her husband and her brother, which was my husband, they were moving, you know, and you can hear it over the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just patrolling the area.